human papillomavirus is playing a big role now in these cancers. It's changed not only the cancer behavior, they tend to behave a lot less aggressively. They tend to be a lot more responsive to the different treatments that we have to offer. But the whole patient demographic has changed too. So we see a lot younger patients, much less tobacco and alcohol abuse, much healthier patient population developing a fairly significant head and neck cancer, which has really changed the way not only that we treat the disease, but how we think about these patients as far as the long-term outcomes of treatment. We now have to worry about, you know, what's going to happen to them 15 or 20 years down the road with these treatments. Are they going to hold up to the treatment effects as well as the behavior of the tumor?